coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on this episode of Emulate This, we're going to bring you out of lockdown and take you to a place where everybody knows your name. That's right, we're going to recast Cheers with video game characters. Then later, we dive into one of the most frustrating, difficult, and oddly beloved games on the NES, Battletoads. And to contact us here at Emulate This, head over to our website, emulatethis.net, or email us, emulatethispodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's start the show.
Doing good. My assistant's keeping them busy, you know. I'm living my best life in quarantine because I get to stay at home and play video games all day. I'll tell you what, if I was a billionaire and I hit the lottery, I would still be home playing video games all day. Like, seriously, this is my dream, you know?
That's a good dream to have, man, just sitting home playing games.
You know, that's all.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting stir crazy. I'm ready to go out, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't go out.
I go out for drives every now and then. Like jump in the car, go out for a ride, that kind of thing. Just get out of the house.
Yeah.
Race around in the car a little bit, have some fun. Rory, how you doing?
I'm good. I feel a lot better.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. Doing great.
You have a lot of free time, right?
Yeah, I got tons, man. I got tons.
A lot of free time. I'm doing good. I feel this first time in like a month I felt normal. So I feel pretty good. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. So I'd like to get back to real life, but, you know, it's not going to happen at least till April 30th, apparently. Maybe longer.
What happened? I haven't watched the news.
They've just extended the guidance. The federal government has extended the guidance for voluntary separation and all that stuff till April 30th.
Yeah, I think their concern is like that it's going to like kind of what's happening in New York right now. It's going to like start to trickle to other areas of the country. And like you like New Orleans is looking pretty bad at the moment. And they're afraid that might happen like elsewhere. And they're trying to like it's going to happen. Yeah. But they're just trying to slow it up as much as they can.
Right.
So, yeah, they're extending it.
I had no idea.
It's probably not going to get back to normal, honestly, until like
I think June.
Even normal. Yeah, maybe even longer than that. I mean, honestly, it's not going to go back to normal until there's a vaccine, which is like March 2021. So,
yeah, I mean, everybody's still going to get it. They're just dragging it out.
Or if they can come out with something.
You're trying to like kind of hang in there until there's at least, you know, yeah, the vaccine's going to take a while, but, you know, there's trials in the works for treatments and stuff like that. So that's a big.
Well, the normal, as Mike said, it's going to adjust your definition of normal, at least for an extended period of time. Like restaurants that maybe had 50 tables will now only have 25 tables. And things like that try to break it up. So,
right.
But I'm hanging in there. Everything's fine. You know, when you got little kids, it's kind of like every day is 3 days. you gotta break them up, and you gotta have entertainment. And you know, we went out in the rain today and rode bikes because they needed something to do, and they were going crazy.
Right.
So, I actually gamed with my kids today for like an hour. We played Asteroids. What was the other one we played? Oh, fuck off. What's the matter with Asteroids? It's not like I'm showing them, I don't know, fucking Pitfall.
Just show them simple shit.
Yeah, exactly. You just move that thing around and you shoot. They fucking loved it.
There you go.
Yeah, we played it for like an hour. I got the high score. I beat them. So, you know.
fuck this kid.
Yeah, before the show, I jumped in the car, went out for a ride. Listen to Pearl Jam's new album. It just came out.
How is it?
It's good. I mean, it's solid. I mean, it's not, obviously, it's not going to be 10 or verses or anything, but it's got a few good songs that I liked off the bat. I need the albums to grow on me. Their songs have to grow on me. They're not like instant, holy shit, I love this. But there's, I'd say there's like three songs on the album that kind of jumped out at me. And I think
I'm like that with Modern Chili Peppers. Like they grow on you. Like they've gotten older and we've gotten older and I appreciate their music more the more I listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Chili Peppers same way. Right.
So Ryan, I heard that single from Pearl Jam that sounded like the Talking Heads. Is the rest of the album that way? Is it kind of
No. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think that's that song Clairvoyant, I think. They have that, I think it's like Supermoon, that's more fast-paced, or I think it's called Supermoon or something like that. No, not all the songs sound like that, but they're good. I mean, they're just, it's a rock album, you know what I mean? You're not going to get the insane songs from like 10 and Verses and even Vitology, you know what I mean? But it's good.
They peaked early. It's a shame. I mean, they're still a great band. I've seen them live, you know, almost a dozen times. Yeah. But
they do have a handful of really good albums. I mean, even besides like 10 Verses and Vitality. I actually think Vitology is one of their weaker albums.
Code is a much better album.
No Code's good. Good, and Yield's a very good record.
Yield's great.
I like Yield a lot.
I want the band to change. Like, I don't want them to sound like their old stuff. You know, you don't want to be, you know, have them just be hanging on to their early albums. So I kind of like when they change, and I like when the albums are a surprise.
That's why I don't like the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters are like the same thing for fucking like 20 over and 30. Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just it's just generic. They're the most, I don't know how they're so popular. To me, they're just super generic. I don't get the mass appeal at all.
They're a very safe band. Like they have a formula. It works. Yeah. Every song they put out, it's just like, okay, it's good.
But it's solid.
But it's nothing like, oh my God, that's amazing. I got to go out. I mean, that band Chevelle, that's why I can't get into Chevelle. Mm. Chevelle's like that. Every fucking album, I feel like it's just the same God. Yeah. It's just the same thing over and over again.
They trail off their first, too.
Yeah. Their first three albums were good. And then it was just like,
not to take away from great Dave Grohl. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a decent human being and all. I can't get into the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, their older stuff I like, but, you know, Color and Shape's good. I mean, you know, I don't mind that one album, Wasting Light. I don't mind that album. That's probably like 2010, 2011. It's not that bad.
What was on there? Was that The Pretender? Was that song on there?
No. That was way before. No, Wasting Light. Okay. I don't even remember the names of the songs, actually. But it's not a bad album. I mean, you can kind of listen to it straight through, you know? Mm. But also, not only Pearl Jam that I've listened to, I've also watched, yesterday, I watched all six Police Academies.
Oh, my God.
Or seven
six of them.
Seven,
back
actually.
Back to back to back?
Because I think the Russian one's last. Yeah, dude, I watched the entire day. I took a short break. And then I, in the evening, I watched every Police Academy.
Of course you did.
The reason why I did that, because I went on, I was online and I was seeing what shows are coming off Netflix soon. And Police Academy is going to be off Netflix in April sometime. I think by the end of April. So I'm like, holy shit, I got to watch
horror.
Horror. Even though I've seen every one like a million times, mainly like 1, 2, and 3. I've seen a shitload. And the Miami
one. I don't think I saw past that. I think I've only seen the first 1, 2, and 3.
I've seen the first one, like, and it was a really long time ago. I can't even remember what happened in it.
I don't know. I can sit down there and watch Police Academy all day. I fucking love it. Absolutely.
Would you agree that they kept getting worse as it went on? Because I felt that way with 1, 2, and 3, and I was like, okay, that's enough Police Academy.
Well, they run out of the jokes, and you know what I mean? They kind of run out of steam, and they redo jokes in the later ones. But I don't know. It's nostalgic. It's like playing an old video game to me.
I hear you.
So, on Netflix, coming off at the end of the month, I think. So, if you haven't seen it, check out Police Academy.
Or don't. They're terrible. Don't.
No, they're good movies, Roy. What are you talking about?
Right, shut up, Tackleberry. You don't have shit.
They're good movies. On this show, well, this is a good show we have coming up here.
We got Jones in the Fast Lane, right?
Yeah, right.
Round three.
And if you guys would have let me run on that, I probably would have just kept going.
Forever.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. I had a brain fart, man, and I was just running. Yeah.
We definitely that was more of a fuck up on our part than it was on your part, honestly.
For sure. Should have let you go.
Yeah. Rory mentioned something about Jones in the Fast Lane, and my brain just went, oh, shit. Yeah, that's the show. And I just went, man. Oh, man. Coming up later in this show, we're going to be talking Battletoads for the NES, right? One of the hardest games of all time.
Why do we keep doing this to ourselves? This is three shows in a row now of brutal games.
Yeah. Well, this game...
Bad games.
Yeah.
It's bad because it's so hard.
It is.
So we had Jones in the Fast Lane, then we did a shitty game, Pollyanna, and now we're on this. Battletoads.
Yeah, the most this is different, though. Like,
it's a different kind of bad. Yeah
it is. It is a different kind of bad.
It's frustrating, though, all the same.
Right, but we'll get to all that. And then we're also going to recast Cheers, the TV show Cheers.
Sometimes you want a girl.
That's right. I was watching YouTube videos of wrestling, like old wrestling from like the 90s.
Oh, you can get sucked 90s, into that. I've done that
late
before.
Late 80s. Man, I've been on a tear. I've been on a tear so much, I watched all the theme songs. Some of those fucking theme songs, man.
You have them memorized?
Oh, dude, Hacksaws is great. I think that might be one of my favorites, Hacksaws.
Isn't that kind of like a, like, not like metal, but it's like, I don't know. No, that's Ultimate Warrior. Never mind.
No, Hacksaws is different. I wish I had it on the soundboard, but no, it's fucking hysterical. But there's some good ones. Hulk's is the best, though. The American Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man's is good, too.
Yeah, Macho Man's is good.
Isn't Macho Man's just, isn't it just a graduation song? I think it is. Right.
I don't know the actual name.
Pomp and Circumstance. It's called Pomp and Circumstance. That's what it's called. Yeah.
And then we have...
And Ric Flair. Ric Flair's is the Odyssey theme, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, he doesn't have like a rock song because he's a classy guy. He doesn't need that.
He is. Right. Super classy.
You know, the best thing about when you go back to old wrestling stuff is that you can find clips of the best moments. Like,
I think
we talked about this, like when back when like the zany WWF, back at the time it was WWF, but the zany WWF times where it was like Vince McMahon versus Stone Cold Steve Austin every fucking Monday Night Raw. And it would just escalate it every week. Like he drove like a beer. Like a 16-wheeler with like a beer truck in and like one episode, or like he attacked him at the hospital and beat him with a bedpan, and like this is crazy stuff.
I remember that.
You can also watch the fails too, and this is what I want to talk about. Like, because it's all, you know, done live in front of audiences, sometimes they record fails that are just ridiculous. Like the most famous one is the Shockmaster. If you've never heard of the Shockmaster, it's Tugboat. Like Tugboat, wrestlers always get branded again and again and again. So the same guy might have five or six characters. And the one time the Tugboat was recast as the Shockmaster, and it's like the most low budget joke of a character they gave him, because they just took like a Star Wars stormtrooper helmet, and to not have like a copyright thing, they just put tinfoil over the entire thing. I don't know if I want to tell you the fail, but like he gets introduced and it's fucking hysterical. Shockmaster. Mm-hmm. Look up Shockmaster fail. You'll never laugh so fucking hard in your life. When I watch that, I have to watch like 75 times in a row. It's that.
And it happens live. And so Lex Luthor totally breaks character, and he puts his hands over his face like, oh my God, he fucked up so bad. But Ric Flair is trying to keep it professional. So Ric Flair has it together, but you can see Lex Luthor go, oh my God, what the fuck? What a joke.
It's like they all break character. They all bust each other's balls. Like that was the time in wrestling, because they don't have that now. Nowadays wrestling is like I'm Mike Smith, you know, and I'm a wrestler, and I'm not saying they're not technically good wrestlers or whatever, but like they don't have the ridiculous characters like I'm the Butcher, or I'm the Shop Teacher, or
I'm the Safari Hunter. they were like comic book heroes when we were kids.
Yeah, they were like cartoons. Exactly.
They dropped all those, and now again, it's more basic. It's just so. Yeah,
it's fun to watch that stuff on YouTube, man. I think I sat there for like 3 hours and just watched old wrestling. It's awesome. And
I think they have like full like you can watch all of WrestleMania like 5 if you wanted to. I think they have all the matches.
They do? I didn't come across that.
Yeah, I think if you just type in like WWF WrestleMania 5, like you can't watch the whole thing, but I think you can watch all the matches from that.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't watched any recent stuff. Is that how it is, Rory? It's really toned down, like the characters themselves?
Well, they don't have like the gimmicks anymore. Now it's just like guys' names. So like they've taken a lot of the fun theatrical stuff out of it, and it's kind of not the same. And it's also been consolidated, and now like the real wrestling you want to watch. I don't watch wrestling anymore, but But the real wrestling, like the stuff that's like more interesting and entertaining, are like the more the independent ones. Like, I don't even know all their names. Like, there's so many. I think Jeff Jarrett started one. I think Jericho started one. It's kind of funny like that. Shockmaster, check it. If you haven't watched it, you forgot. You knew it. You forgot.
Yeah, if they went back to that, if they went back to that old shit where it was really cartoony, real extravagant characters and everything, I would watch it again. I'd get back into it.
Yeah, the fucking outfits were ridiculous.
Yeah,
that was it. It was a show. It was the showmanship of it. And that's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
And it was hokey. It was hokey to a point, but that's what was great about it, especially when you were a kid.
Right. Yeah.
The wrestling itself was like secondary to the characters, you know?
Well, that's why back then, I mean, they could make action figures and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because they were so cartoony. Mm-hmm. You could do that. I even know if you could do that now, today, you know?
No. I think it was technically the guys that are in there today, like I'm the same way. I don't watch wrestling either. But the guys that are in there now are better athletically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Andre the Giant's great and all that, or Earthquake, but they can't, they're fat as shit. They can't do anything. They can hardly do anything.
Right.
I mean, they were great athletes too.
Right.
But like, you know, when you have somebody like John Cena, who's fucking massive, doing the shit that he's doing, it's pretty impressive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy to play Earthquake, he was a like champion.
Sumo
wrestler. Yeah. In Japan. Yeah.
He actually was a sumo wrestler and very athletic for like a giant guy. I mean, I don't know anything about sumo, but it's my understanding that they're actually, you know, for short bouts, incredibly like, there's actually, it's not just like, I'm just going to eat fried chicken until I get fat. And then I can, like, there's actually quite a bit of like strategy. Once in a while you can get, if you go on the air TV, and here it's Channel 35. It's like the Asia network or like the Asian alliance, where you get like Japan and sometimes China. And like on like weird times, like a Monday at like lunchtime at like 12 to 1, it's all fucking sumo.
Mm-hmm.
And like to us, it's like a joke. But in Japan, like that's still like an actual, like that's like their American football. Like that's normal. People go there. Yeah. And like they drink, and it's like it's still like an event. It's not like a ceremonial thing per se. There probably is some of that, but like that's a real event in sport that people follow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like they have whole fucking like teams and like of like and sponsorships for these guys, and like they all like train together like fucking Street Fighter, and they're like fat punching each other and shit. But like you can watch all the highlights, because it's like 5 minutes in between the matches. Like the matches themselves are only like 30 seconds long. Like one guy's falling, if he touches the ground you lose, if you go out of the ring you lose, and there's probably another way you can lose too. But like it's intense when you watch all the shit cut out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like underneath all that fat, I mean these guys are ripped. They only put on that fat for mass, you know, for actual weight, but they're actually ripped.
Not all of them are actually fat. Like a lot of them are, I don't want to say they're jacked, but a lot of them are, they're not fat. Like you'd look at them and think they're linemen. They're not big fat like Yokozuna, like 900, well, he was 900 pounds. He was probably like 600 pounds in wrestling, but like it's neat. And there's lots of video games if you ever wanted to play a sumo game. Some of them are more interesting than others. It's kind of like greatest heavyweights in the sense of like you have to play with another person. Oh, there's probably on the Pi, on our image of the Pi, there's probably 15 sumo games between Super Nintendo and Nintendo.
I had no idea.
They're fun.
I'll check them out.
There's one for Genesis too. It's like Ah Arinda or Ah Arema or something. Right. I don't remember how to say it.
Oh.
They're good.
Could be
a
new fun.
They're a good
balls.
Distraction for like 10 minutes.
right. All right. We say we get to the Odyssey, guys. Odyssey in quarantine. You're damn right. What have you guys been playing? Wait for it. So, gentlemen, what's happening? What's going on? You guys ready to do some Odyssey?
Jeez. Fuck yeah. Could you tell we're a little off?
Let's do this shit.
We're a little off last episode. We're a little off this episode. It's just going to be how it is.
It's the Skype thing. See, once again, I can't see you guys because you guys don't have webcams. But you guys can see me, though.
I can see you.
It's just hard to know when to talk.
Right.
Because I can't see everyone, so I'm not getting cues. Like, so we'll talk over each other. It is what it is, though. We'll do the best we can.
Yeah. All right, who wants to go first on the Odyssey?
I'm back.
Want me to go first? I'll go first.
Go first. All right,
here we go.
Don't everybody volunteer all at once.
My brother, he came out of quarantine, came over my place. Well, he's been in quarantine, so we're good. I'm not worried that, you know, he's going to bring anything over here. You know what I mean? Or I'm not going to give anything to my brother. So we played some NBA Jam. Because we have like a thing going here where we do like a 7-game little mini tournament, me and him. We do best out of 7. All our games come down to like the last shot. They all come down to like 2 or 3 points. I actually took this weekend. I took it best out of 7.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, gentlemen. With the Orlando Magic. Okay. I got Horace Grant on there.
Is there a big money on the line here? Anything on the line?
No.
A 6-pack?
No. We just sit here and drink beers, you know?
Gloating rights.
Gloating rights, man. Gloating rights. He took the last best out of 7, so I took this best out of 7. But aside from that...
So you're...
Go ahead.
You're walking pretty high right now.
I think so, yeah. Well, yeah. I lost the first 2 games because I was the Heat. Well, see, here's the Charlotte Hornets. The Charlotte Hornets are almost like unfucking beatable in this game. But they have Alonzo Mourning and they have Johnson, Larry Johnson, okay. Grandmama. And they're almost unstoppable. Yeah, Grandmama. They have Grandmama.
Oh, is that his nickname?
Yeah.
Remember the commercials? That was like a whole marketing thing. He used to dress up like a grand. He used to dress up like.
Oh, that's right.
Like, who is Tyler Payne's character?
Oh.
It's like the old lady.
Yeah.
He was doing that before Tyler Perry started doing that.
Right.
What is that lady's name? Shit. It's like an M.
Madeira?
Madeira. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. He was doing Madeira before Madeira was a thing.
I remember now.
And like they used to have promos back when the NBA, well, I guess the NBA is coming back. But back then, like everybody, it was like NBA Jam. Every team had superstars.
Yeah, right.
And like they used to have promos of him like dunking and shit, like doing all the trick stuff as Grandmama.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got that name. I don't remember that.
I forget what it was for, like what they were selling. I don't know if it was a shoe company. Probably. It was probably like Reebok or Nike or something like that. I can't remember what the hell they were selling. But anyway, like Charlotte Hornets.
I was always the Supersonics because they had Sean Kemp. And I don't even know who the other guy was.
Gary Payton.
Bob Bobson, for all I care. But I love Sean Kemp.
It was Payton.
Gary Payton. I found the Orlando Magic are pretty fucking stout. They can go up against the Charlotte Hornets. So I took the best out of 7. I won 4-3. So pretty proud of myself there. Finding my
Very
new team.
Nice.
I've been in the basketball mode. Thank you. I've been in the basketball mode. Uh-huh. And I bought, Eric, you're like this, NBA 2K20.
Ah.
Yeah. I finally bought it.
How do you like it?
It was on sale, actually. It was on sale for $20 on Steam, so I picked it up.
What's the deal?
I started a season with the Sixers. And,
okay.
I'm only like a few games in right now, so I think I'm like 3 or 4 games. I'm playing the Jazz. I'm doing a full 82-game season, and I'm playing full 12-minute quarters. So.
Wow, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, dude, because you know I miss sports so much, and these games take me about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes in real time.
Okay.
So they're only probably a half hour, like commercial breaks, short of a real game. I mean, they're like literally like a real basketball game length. So I have it on pro setting. I had it on rookie, but rookie was way too fucking easy. The first game, I totally demolished some team, like 145 to, I think it was the Celtics.
Yeah, it's okay for a couple games.
Yeah,
like I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I have played a couple games of the new one. But we played the hockey game, you know, the NHL.
Yeah,
and if you put it on rookie, we score like 15 goals a game. It's not even fun. Like,
it's
it's fun for a couple games.
No,
but then after that, you got to switch it to pro because it makes it more interesting.
Yeah, like I just played one game on its own, and then I started the season on rookie, and I'm like, you know what? It's just way too easy. I just wanted to learn the controls. So once I learned the controls, and I got kind of confident, I put it on pro, and it's a lot better because the games come down to like, you know, 10 points. Sometimes it's a few points, and you know, the other team starts fouling you intentionally. You go to the line, so it makes the game way more fun to play. I don't know. I needed it. I needed some kind of sport in my life. It's filling the void.
Well, that's good. You do need that. Life does seem hollow without sports, doesn't it?
It does, man. You don't realize how much. I mean, I listen to sports talk and stuff like that, and you know, now I don't listen to any of that. I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, I don't watch ESPN right now. I can't imagine. You know, it's anything relevant. Right now, I mean, right now, the NFL draft is a big thing because the NFL is still going on. The offseason's still going on. They don't care. So they're still, still going.
There's questions whether or not the season will continue. Like, they'll actually have a season this year. But yeah, they're definitely moving and shaking right now. And you're like, oh, he's going there? Yeah. They're going there. I can't believe you let this guy go. Like, that's the only thing you have to hope on.
Yep. And they're the only
sport. Yeah, Eagles made a couple moves.
Yeah. So, you know, the NFL offseason's still kind of interesting to look into, but I needed something to watch or look at, and, you know, I was getting sick and tired of watching, like, classics games, you know what I mean, of old games. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to buy NBA 2K20.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's my odyssey. Who's up next?
I can go.
Go ahead.
All right. Mine's pretty quick. I'm still playing The Witcher 3, and I actually wasn't even going to talk about it because it's kind of the same thing. At this point, I've logged about 100 hours on this game, and I'm towards the end. I just had that giant – there's a giant battle that you have to do at the Witcher school where you recruit a bunch of people that you had previous missions with, and then you do this battle, and it's kind of – it was a good section of the game. But – so I wasn't going to talk about it, The Witcher 3, and then I realized I have not talked about this thing in the game called Gwent.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. So Gwent is this – basically, it's like this mini game, and it's this card game, and it's the most convoluted fucking thing you'd ever come across. It's fucking crazy.
It's like Magic. The Gathering, Magic, the card game. Just imagine that. Oh, okay. It's similar to that. Not all the same rules, but similar to that.
Right.
So there's like, how many decks are there? There's like four different decks. Now you only play with one deck, but you have four different decks that you can choose from, each consisting of 30 or more cards or whatever, however many cards. Like, the thing is that you can go around and play people in this game, and when you beat them, they give you a card, and the card is generally a good card, and you can put it towards that deck and build up your Gwent deck. The stronger the cards, the stronger the deck you have, the better chance that you are going to defeat somebody. The thing is I, when I first started playing this game, I hated Gwent. I couldn't stand it. But then I realized that there's a lot of missions that are involved with this thing. So I was like, all right, I'll learn it. Now I can't fucking stop playing this game. I don't know how many fucking games I've played of this fucking stupid-ass card game. But it's funny. Crazy. Go ahead.
Well, real quick, it seems like either people love it or they hate it. Nobody's really in between. And what happened was, when it first came out, there were so many people that started playing Gwent and said they love Gwent so much that fuck the rest of the game. So all they did was go from town to town playing against people in pubs with Gwent. If you really like it, try the standalone Gwent game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I is it a – because I did download an app. Of it's just called Gwent. Are you talking
I
about –
I don't know.
A physical
it's its
game?
Own thing. Yeah. No. It's a video game, but they made it just Gwent, so you don't have to go from town to town just to play people in the card game. If all you cared about was Gwent and Witcher 3, you can play that by itself. It's a whole separate game.
Yeah. What I really would like to do one of these days is get really, really fucking drunk and try to explain the rules of this fucking game.
How about
and
now?
See if anyone.
It's convoluted as fuck.
Oh my God, man. It's
even when you're sober.
Dude, one of the first missions you get in this thing, in the Witcher, is some guy tries to explain it to you, and you're just like, what the? I mean, it's involved with, like, you get these special cards that are like rain and snow, and then you have like unit cards, which are like, they're numbered, you know, 5, 6, 7. The higher the number, the stronger the card. Some of the cards have special little things, like one's a spy. It's got like an eye on it. The card has an eye on it, and you can get more cards from another. Oh my God, there are hero cards. It's just endless. Endless stuff. And a lot of times you get new cards and you're like, I don't know what that does. And then you do it and you fuck yourself over. You're like, well, that doesn't work. and it's just constant like redoing stuff over and over and over again. I fucking love it though. I fucking love this game now. I fucking love Gwent. I might like Gwent more than the actual game itself.
Now,
oh, there you go.
Is this game only in Witcher, or is it a real thing?
Yes. Yes. Well, it's only in Witcher. No.
Right.
But it was invented, like they came up with the game for the Witcher video game.
Okay.
So that's it. That's all I've been playing. I don't know. I don't know how much long. Like I said, I have about 100 hours in this game at this point. I think I'm towards the end. I don't know. Maybe not. I have no idea. I'm still liking it, though.
Who's up next? Who wants to go?
I'll go. So I've been playing, still playing Call of Duty Warzone here and there. It's a love-hate relationship, but I want to talk about a different game. But I just want to say real quick, there's two modes. There's a solo mode and a team of three mode as of right now. There should be duos and quads, but that's a whole nother story. I don't want to talk about it too much because I'll start to get angry. I have a question for people. Why are you joining? Like, a lot of times Josh and I will be playing together and it's just the two of us and we get a third in there to try to help. Why, as a single solo player, are you joining a team game when you have no intention of helping the fucking team? You jump, we mark a place to jump out of the fucking plane, and then you jump somewhere fucking else, completely on the other side of the map from where we marked. Did you want to be on a team? Because it doesn't seem like it. Fuck off, bitch. Why did you even join the team? Exactly. You fuck off, you horrible bitches. Why
I'm disgusting.
Can't you just jump with us? Jump with us. Do you want to play as a team or not? If not, just play a solo game. If you just want to play with yourself, go play with yourself.
I thought you weren't going to get mad.
I can't help it. It's infuriating. They made it a free-to-play game, so you get all kinds of trolls and morons in there. I don't know what their aim
is. Are they bad at the game? Like, is it possible that they fucked up? Or does this happen all the time?
No. This happens all the time. I'd say one in five games, you get somebody that, well, first of all, one in 10 games, you'll get somebody that has a mic and actually wants to help the fucking team.
Wow, but really? That
one in five games, you'll get a guy that wants to help the team, but he may or may not have a mic. That's even rarer. So do you want to be on the team or not? Because jump with us if you do. Dicks. Right, exactly. Fuck you, Ryan. Now you're on the list. You're the third team. You're the third team member. It doesn't want to be on the team.
I don't understand how somebody would play without a mic. You guys have to communicate, right?
Some people just don't have mics. You got to deal with that. Some people you wish didn't have mics because they're playing shitty music in the background that's coming through the microphone. And they're trying to talk to my other teammate and get a fucking strategy together of how we're going to attack this other team.
Yeah.
And this asshole has fucking garbage music blaring through his fucking speakers.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Oh,
no. That would drive me fucking kind of crazy. If somebody was playing music in the background.
Oh, yeah.
If people do that.
You can mute them, but now I'm in the middle of a fight and I got to mute you because you're an inconsiderate, ignorant asshole.
Right.
So, fuck, I don't want to talk about it.
Why would somebody play music? Because if you're wearing a headset and you're playing music, when that mic, the gate opens up and it brings that music in, it's on nonstop. Why would somebody do that?
Yes, it is. Because people are assholes.
That would drive me crazy.
Or there's 15 people in the room and they're all screaming at each other. Get the baby. Go get the baby. And the fucking baby's screaming. And they're fucking... Everybody's high on crystal meth. It's fucking awful. Dude. It's a fucking shit show. It's like you can't get any... And that's half the time you get somebody with a mic, you have that bullshit going on back in the background.
Dude, that's the exact reason why I don't do that. I'm not into the multiplayer stuff. I just can't deal with that shit. It's like no manners. People have no fucking... You just want to play the game and enjoy yourselves and have a good time. There's so many fucking disgusting fucking people out there, man.
There really are.
Like, multiplayer kind of exposes it. Like, that kind of brings them into your house. And I don't want any part of that shit. And that's what turns me off about that shit.
I almost never play any type of multiplayer with the public, but like a lot of the times Eric's totally right. Or my biggest problem are the flakes, the people that join and then disconnect. And then because you don't meet the minimum standard, now you're fucked. You're eliminated.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you have like GTA. We used to play GTA 5 all the time. If you're doing a 4-guy mission and a dude quits, or a guy who's trolling, like I've had a couple of trolls, we get 95% of the mission and then right at the end he blows it, whatever we're like taking back to the base, he'll blow it up on purpose with like you know, sticky bombs to like be a dick.
Yeah.
But yep. like there are, I mean, there are people that just drop it and drop out and it fails everything. So it's like, fuck, man. Like I can't deal with that shit anymore. I never play.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with, you know, and then you're right, too. You know, again, I didn't want to talk about this too much, but that's another thing that pisses me off is you get killed and you quit right away. So now we're two guys against teams of three instead of having that third player, which is a mega advantage. Now, in other battle royale games, I kind of understand it because once you're out, you can't come back anyway. So if you're not friends with the people that are playing, I could see how you quit. You can't help anyhow. But when you can, when there's multiple ways to bring you back in the game and then you're salty and quit, first of all, you jumped in the hottest spot in the game at Superstore and you didn't jump with us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you were going to get killed. Who are these people? How long do you think your dick is exactly that you're going to jump at Superstore and beat 15 other teams all by your fucking self?
Right.
How fucking stupid are you? Play
Fuck
solo.
Off, bitch.
Play solo. Stop trying to play with us because you're ruining the experience for everyone. Anyway, I'm playing another game. Okay, this is why I have to have something else in between the insanity. A lot of times the Call of Duty goes great. Okay, I just wanted to highlight one of the bad parts. But this game's called Kona, and it's a walking simulator, and it's nice and slow paced. takes place in the 70s in Quebec. And it's like you went there to try to solve a vandalism issue they were having up there. The sheriff or whatever, he couldn't handle it all. So anyway, you went up there to try to help, and you come to the town and you find that everybody disappeared due to some, you know, danger that isn't obvious, whatever that danger is. So you get right. clues as you go around, and it's the snow is blowing, and, you know, you're just wandering around, and it's a very small undeveloped area. There's like 10 cabins all together, and they're very well spread out, and there's mm-hmm. wolves everywhere. So the game is cool. I mean, it doesn't have the greatest graphics, but it still has like a great ambiance. It's a lot like Firewatch, but in the snow. I actually feel cold when I'm playing it.
Right.
You know, it's
what's
in the rain or in the snow.
it's on Game Pass. It's on Game Pass.
And what's it called again?
Kona. K-O-N-A. Yeah.
Right. I haven't seen this yet, really.
Yeah, it's a walking simulator, so it's a quick, short game, but it's, you know, it's very story involved. So I'm not a reader, so this is like if I was going to read a book, this basically takes the place of that. It's a
okay.
slow kind of thing, you know, use your imagination kind of a thing,
right.
except not, I don't have to use it too much, you know, fuck that, fuck all that. I'm not interested in using my imagination. Show me something, okay?
Except I don't have to use it too much, so it's perfect.
Perfect, just a little bit, just a little
right.
bit, but you know, I'm still, you know, very, very interested in,
so
in what's
like,
going on.
Is it like a suspense thing or what?
Yes. Yeah. It's a suspense thing, but it's not like hyper suspense. It's more right. like we're kind of learning what's going on in this village
right.
with these people slowly. And it's probably like a 6-hour game or something. And
okay.
I'm almost done it. But, you know, it goes a little bit into the history of Quebec and stuff. So it's a little bit
cool.
of a learning thing, you know, how
yeah.
things were in the 70s,
right.
you know, up there and the native people that live there, stuff
okay.
like that.
All right.
So I'm enjoying it. It's a nice break. It's a nice walk in the park, if you will.
It's a vacation.
The madness.
It's a vacation game.
Yeah, exactly. It's like curling up with a good book, you know?
All right. Is it
nice.
Like, is it like that game that I played? It was like something Edith Finch. Remember that game I played?
Yes.
And it felt like a story. It really didn't feel like a game. It was, I was just being
yes.
led around. It's like that then, right?
You got it, dude. Very much
oh,
like
okay.
that. Yes.
One of those.
Walking simulator. Yeah, one
yeah.
of those. Did you like Edith Finch?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish.
No, oh, God.
But, I mean, it was nice. It was nice.
It was really nice,
it
but
well
I didn't like it enough to
yeah,
finish
it. It was well done. I mean, I should probably jump back into it. I don't even know if it's still available on Game Pass or not, but...
It is, actually.
It is?
I saw it there. Yeah, it's there.
Or maybe I'll go back to it, but I can kind of see why people like it. I mean, it's like a book that you're part of. You know, I kind of get it.
Right.
It's just yeah, I wasn't yeah I wasn't prepared for that when I played it, you know what I mean? So
okay.
so I was
yeah,
kind
sure.
of thrown
so you
off.
You couldn't finish it.
Yeah, and so I didn't finish it. And then I talked to you on the show, and you were like, oh, it's supposed to be like that. So I might knowing that I might go back and then finish it, you know.
We're going to get to the, I'm no psychologist, but we're going to get to the bottom of this why you can't finish games thing. Even though you enjoy them, there's something psychological thing, with you, bro.
Once I get the gist of it, I got it. Move on.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's
once enough. I learn the controls, I kind of get the gist of it. You're not interested in
how it finishes.
No, I'm not. Yeah, no. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Oof. All right. Well, so, you know, everybody's different.
I'm very disciplined with TV shows, though. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I have to tell myself, stay in this, finish it, you know.
Right. Right.
And that's work. I have to tell myself, you know, no, it's a good show. It's a good show.
That's stay work. With it. He's working watching TV.
However,
it's tough.
Yeah, I prefer shows that are like a half hour. Like I've been watching a new show. Sorry to get sidetracked here, but I was watching a show. My dad's like, you got to check out this show. It's a great show. It's called Mr. In Between. You ever see that? It's on FX.
No.
It takes place in Australia. It's about a guy who's. He's a bouncer, but he's like a hitman, and he's like muscle for this other guy, and it's like his day-to-day life in a way. It's like a half hour show. It's fucking awesome. I think there's like two or three seasons. I watched two. That's a perfect show for me. I can like nail an entire season in two nights. It's when you get to the longer shit that I'm like, ugh. I'm the same way about video games, man. You know how I am. Red Dead 2. I still haven't finished it.
What's wrong with you?
I kind of see where you're coming, but like sometimes you get like Red Dead is weird to me that you didn't finish it because you've invested so much time into that game.
Yeah.
That you might as well see it through. But I mean, there's games where I've played it for 2 hours and it's like, all right, I see where this game is going and I stop. It's more like I tried the game out and then I stopped playing it. But man, I couldn't imagine putting like The Witcher down right now or any game that I've put 10 to 15 hours in.
Yeah.
Like
it doesn't matter. It's
maybe I would finish The Witcher.
Totally absorbed like Red Dead 2. Like that's what his point is. He's making a comparison. Like he could never not finish Red Dead 2 because he could never not finish The Witcher and for the same reason.
You don't think I can finish The Witcher?
I don't think you'd get five minutes.
You wouldn't get 5 minutes into The Witcher.
You wouldn't even install The Witcher.
You wouldn't even install The Witcher.
I don't know.
You get bored during the installation screen.
Yeah, go for it. It's on Game Pass.
It just sounds so daunting. It's like, oh. Because Mike talks about how long it is. He's 100 hours in and he's playing Magic right now. And I'm like, oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah, not even finished it.
But yeah.
But that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm just like with Red Dead, I'm just surprised. Because you finished the other one. I'm surprised that you haven't finished Red Dead.
Yeah, I mean,
far into it.
It got a little wordy, you know what I mean?
Oh, I talk a little too much.
A little too much talking.
You like to read less than I do.
I'm all about the action. The first Red Dead, you know, you just felt like a dude out there in the Wild West doing whatever. You know, I mean, there was a story, but it wasn't as wordy. I just got so tired of Dutch, and I was like, oh, fuck this guy, you know? And then, I don't know. That's what happened with Red Dead 2. I don't want to go too much into it. We already talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Does that conclude your odyssey, Eric?
Yes, it does.
Let's move on to Rory.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. Doing great.
Rory, what's up?
what a tool. My God.
That's actually from, the first episode with Rory.
My second episode.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah. I got two things. The other one's pretty long. We finally did get coordinated, and we had two nights of Gears Judgment. We played the main campaign in that game with four people. It was pretty fun. I played half of it with the High Priest.
Yeah, that's right.
I played the last half of it with Mike and my brother and Ryan. And it was pretty good. You know, it's a quick game. To the best of my knowledge, it is the Gears 3 engine, so it's four players simultaneous, and it's a hybrid of like a tower defense horde mode as well as small pockets of a campaign. And basically it does what Gears wants you to do. Everything just goes to hell. There's tons of guys. There's the guys that go berserk and take like three clips to take down. There's the flying guys. There's the regular soldiers. There's the guys that ride the fucking other monsters. There's snipers. There's exploding guy. I mean, and they just throw everybody out. They throw the fat guys with shields and battle axes. Yeah. And like, it's just nonstop action in like 10 minute spurts. It's just fun. you lose yourself in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's what you want Gears 5 to be. It's just nonstop bullshit. And you laugh. And,
I mean, that's what I look for when I look for a Gears game. It's just constant variety, explosion, centipede, you know, more explosions, two centipedes this time, three fat guys. Like, they were having fun with it. They were like, kind of like, I never played the Mario Maker games, but like, you can make your own custom shit. Like, you knew that they were like 100 guys. They're like, all right, fuck this. I can make this level better. And I think we did the finale on the rooftop. When you have to survive like four waves, and that's, it's just like fucking.
Yeah.
We kept dying. Like somebody was just getting chainsawed to death or exploding.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. I was laughing so fucking hard during that because Mike kept getting murdered by that guy that rides it, that animal, that other guy. Mike,
I think they're called blood mail.
Fucking like hysterical, that. Man. Mike was always outside in that turret area behind the sandbags, and he would just, that thing would come into that area and just fucking murder Mike. I was laughing my ass off. I would just sit in the doorway of that building, and Mike was always exposed out there, and he would just get run the fuck over. It was great.
It's fun. Mike, what are your thoughts on it? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, my thoughts on like Gears is I just think it's so much better when you're playing with other people. I mean, I couldn't even imagine playing that game by itself. So I had as much fun with this one as I did with the third one. So like to me, like if you said, hey, what would you rather play, Judgment or Gears 3? I would have been like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're good games, especially with other people.
So I'm trying to get another game for the second campaign. This game actually has two campaigns. The second one is like an epilogue or a coda to Gears 3. And it's shorter. I would say the total time for that second campaign is maybe 4 hours. So I'm trying to get a night this week where we can all play again.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
In addition to that, I've been playing around with on my PC. I've been playing with a core called Flycast, which is used for the Dreamcast, which I don't really care about. But it also does the similar hardware of Naomi and Atomos Wave. And those are games and those are systems that are not compatible with the Pis, at least the R Pis. We have Raspberry Pi 3s, not the 4s. I don't know how well the 4s work with overclocking with Naomi and Atomos Wave. The most popular games from like Naomi are Marvel Capcom 2, for example, or Capcom versus SNK, Fight of the Millennium or Millennium Fight, or I think it might be called Millionaire Fighting. There's probably about 20-something games. A lot of the Dreamcast games that you know of, like House of the Dead, that's Naomi. Let me think of Power Stones. They're Naomi.
Is this a Dreamcast emulator?
It's a Dreamcast emulator. The Naomi and the Dreamcast are like, it's kind of like how the Neo Geo MVS, the arcade, and the AES, the console, they're kind of the same thing. Like they share, they're very similar in the hardware.
Which one were you talking about when you say you didn't care about it? What was that?
Oh, I don't care about Dreamcast. I'm not going to play Dreamcast games. I don't care.
Right.
Because I can play Dreamcast on my TV already with a pile of alleged discs.
Yeah, right. I was saying, yeah.
So emulating I don't really care. Most of those games aren't important to me.
Right.
But the actual Naomi games, like Marvel Capcom 2, to be able to play on the computer with like high resolutions.
Yeah.
And it actually plays very well. Not every game plays well, but many of them play pretty damn good. If they're not 100% full speed, then it's 98%.
Didn't we have that on MAME? Marvel versus Capcom 2?
It's not compatible with MAME to the best of my knowledge.
I thought we had.
I found a pretty good spot on the Internet Archive to get full ROM sets of it. And then Atomos Wave. Atomos Wave is like a lot of Neo Geo, or I should say SNK later titles, were moved to the Atomos Wave. And so that's like King of the Fighters 11 or Metal Slug 6. Samurai Showdown 6, and they all play very well again with my laptop, which is, I would say, it's the higher end of low tier. It doesn't have very good specs.
Right.
It's only an i5. I mean, it's not a beast, but it's perfectly powerful enough to run this shit compared to like the Pis. And I'm having a great time playing like Metal Slug 6, and Marvel Capcom 2, and they look great. They play great. So it's neat to have new ROMs to play, you know, other than the same old that you normally, you know, the ruts that you fall into being like, all right, I'll play Super C, then I'll play something else. or, you know, I'll try another game that I really care about, and then I'll try something different. So it's good to play some new stuff again, and just see how it works and test it. It's pretty neat. So again, it's the core is Flycast, and I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the compatibility and how well the games play, and just the games from that era, like King of the Fighters, Neo Wave. That's another game that plays excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Now, did you have to get rid of anything else on your Pi to put ROMs on for Dreamcast?
It's not the Pi. Remember, it's the...
Oh, it's the computer. That's right. It's the laptop.
It's the computer. Yeah. So I have unlimited... I have theoretically unlimited space. So it's a good time. Mm. That's all I got to say. If you haven't tried it, and you have a medium tier computer, you can do Flycast with RetroArch.
Hmm. Cool.
All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah. It's time once again for a recast. This one, we're doing Cheers.
You know,
because why not?
A classic TV show.
I gotta be honest, when we are able to get out of this quarantine, I really am looking forward to getting to a bar and having a fucking beer with some people.
It makes you want to drink, doesn't
it? That's like the one thing I want to do. All I want, Lord knows I don't ask for much. I just want to get to like the bar that I like to go to and have a shitty Pilsner Miller Lite nonsense beer and just shoot the shit. That's, you know what I mean?
Dude, watching that show so makes you want to drink. It's crazy. I've been watching it also on Netflix.
Yes.
They look cold and frosty and delicious.
Great. Yeah, apparently that is like, I think it's tea that they're drinking with like a little bit of salt in it so it foams up.
That's good. That's good knowledge by you, Mike.
Hey, man, Wikipedia. You watch I don't know if you guys are like this, but do you guys ever like watch shows and then like you're sitting there with your phone and all of a sudden you just start looking at shit? Like I'm like reading up, like I'm like, all right,
like porn. Okay.
Let's like do Rhea Perlman, and you're like fucking reading all of her stats and shit.
Her stat.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the
her stats. Does she prefer World Combat or Street Fighter?
Her information,
her dexterity, and her magic. Yeah,
I must really want. Yeah, her dexterity and magic. I must really want sports too. If I'm thinking Rhea Perlman as stats.
Cheers is one of those shows. It was kind of before our time. Kind of before I started really watching TV. But what's nostalgic about Cheers is the theme song. And usually that theme song came on after dinner when it was time to do homework or, you know, in reruns when it was always on in the evening around like 7 o'clock, 7:30 and stuff like that. The song's like a nostalgic thing.
It is.
It's a good tune, too.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I think it's such a classic for an opener.
It's a great opening to a TV show. I love that opening with all the old photographs and shit.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, well done. I got into Cheers late. I mean, I didn't start watching Cheers until it was on Netflix.
I used to watch it with my dad.
Did you?
I was young. I remember watching maybe like the last two seasons, but I remember watching the final episode when it aired with my dad. So, I probably... And the funny thing is, I didn't get the jokes. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You know, I thought Cliff and Norm were goofy, and so it at least kept my attention. But I used to watch it with the old man.
It's almost until you've been in a bar, you really don't get a lot of the jokes. And you know what I mean? Because it is that, like, that world of going to the bar. And a lot of the jokes are, you know, the personalities and stuff like that. Yeah, but I didn't watch it as a kid at all.
You don't realize that Cliff and Norm are just stone cold alcoholics.
Yes, yes.
That are there every single day. Right. Like they make a joke. Everybody's having fun at the bar. Right. It's like, well, Cliff and Norm have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about this is nobody is really kind of likable in the show. Everybody's kind of a douche. Like Norm and Cliff, an alcoholic, obviously.
Right.
Sam is a womanizer.
I like Norm though.
That's what's funny. You do like the characters, but Sam's a womanizer. Cliff is like this know-it-all pain in the ass.
Selfish,
and then you have like Frasier is like a snob. Like they really play up like the yuppie thing and the snobby pretentious thing very well in the show.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And Mike, I know what you're saying. The last episode, I actually remember this. I remember the promotions for the last episode. It was around 92. I was probably around 12 or something like that. It was right around that age.
Yeah.
They were promoting that last episode in the same way that they promoted the last episode of The Office. Like, it was a huge fucking deal. Yeah. It was a huge deal when the show ended.
Very popular show. Very popular.
Yeah, in a way, it was The Office before. I mean, not it wasn't the same theme and stuff like that, but it was that big of a fucking show.
No, you're totally right. It kind of took, like, a mundane aspect of life of just going to the bar, mm-hmm. and they made a show out of it.
Right.
So it is like The Office. It's exactly like The Office in that regard. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's not shot like The Office or anything like that, but no, you're absolutely right.
It's one of the best sitcoms of all time. Right. I mean,
it's considered. It's a little dated now. A lot of the jokes.
Yeah. Well, now
like the show.
Yeah.
The show doesn't really hold up. But yeah, Eric, for the time, it's absolutely one of the best sitcoms ever made.
Yeah, and it's funny, Mike, because
I never watched it. I never watched the show. In fact, I went out of my way to not watch it if it was on in reruns as a child.
Let me guess.
Didn't appeal to me.
You hated it. Like, you hate everything.
The only way that I could even do this was looking up the characters, but I actually know the characters per se from references to from other shows. So for example, like I couldn't tell you one Norm joke, but I know the joke about Norm walking. Like, I know that joke where he walks and everybody says his name, mm-hmm. because it's referenced in other things, like on The Simpsons where it's Barney and he goes, I get that from other things. Like, they're all parodies of Cheers, but I've never watched Cheers itself, even when it was in reruns. I didn't even know it was on for like 12 or 15 years. I had no idea.
Hmm.
I didn't know without looking it up that it started in 82.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that they had the guy that died.
Coach.
I had no idea who the hell that guy even was. I had to look it up.
Hmm.
Because he died in the first three seasons. We were like 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds.
Yeah, very young. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, see, like, exactly. I never really remembered Coach as a kid because, yeah, we were really, really young. I remember Woody Harrelson,
right.
and then the other girl, Kirstie Alley, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was never big on
connection to the show at all. Like, this is a tough one for me.
Like I said, my biggest connection to it is literally the theme song and hearing that in the background as a kid.
In the evening, right?
And but
I also know a lot of stupid other theme songs like Charles in Charge. Like,
true.
You know.
I mean, Cheers. I mean, granted, it's a lot show than Charles in Charge. Like the characters.
Come on, Ryan. He's right. Charles in Charge of our days and our nights.
A little bit of silver spoons, you know. I wish I always had that train set that went around the living room and arcades in the living room.
There's still time, Ryan.
There's still time for that. Yeah, there's still time.
You're in quarantine for at least another month and a half.
Yeah, I might build an arcade and maybe build a big fucking train set right around the house. Who knows?
Now I have the facts of life in my head. I can't get rid of that.
Facts of life, jeez.
you take the good.
There's a party going on, Rory. There's a party
going on. Just do the good times song. That's my favorite. Isn't that right? Good times.
No, that's what's happening.
What's happening?
Greatest theme song of all time.
Oh man, yeah, greatest
theme song, not TV.
No, but greatest TV show theme song. So.
Oh man, yeah, that's a show right there.
Sanford and Son's a good one.
The A Team's classic. I fucking love the A
Team. Oh, A Team, yeah.
Magnum PI is good.
Mash
is good.
Mash.
Come and knock on our door. Was that Three's Company?
Three's Company.
Come and sleep with my sister.
Oh, man. Well, we are in this segment. We're deep in this segment now. So now we're going to recast Cheers, guys. You guys ready?
Yeah.
To recast Cheers?
Sure.
All right, who wants to go first here?
Who wants to go first?
Eric?
I'll do.
All right, so right away...
Right away, I'm thinking this is like too easy, and maybe I should have been a little more creative, but fuck it, because this is a crazy thing to me. So I'm gonna stick to the Mario universe, and I'm gonna say that Sam should be played by Mario.
Good call.
He's the boss, and everyone likes him. You know, everybody kind of like looks up to him. And I don't know whether it's because he controls the beer flow and they want free drinks, or he's their boss, but everybody kind of likes him. And Diane is obviously Princess Peach because she thinks she's a fucking princess.
Yep.
She's pretentious. She's high maintenance. She acts like a fucking princess, an uppity bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And
very good.
Norm is Toad because Norm is cool and he's
very good.
He's got a good heart. And when he's got that J-Fro going a lot, he almost looks like his head is a toad.
That's it. No,
right? Okay. Carla is a Goomba. She's a little asshole.
For a dollar.
That's right. She's a little asshole with those glaring fucking eyes. Who else do we have here? I only did a couple of them. I didn't do everybody. No. Woody is Yoshi because he's a dumb animal and everyone likes him too. You know, you kind of feel bad for him because Mario punches him in the head, but he's kind of the whipping boy, but he's a lovable creature. And my favorite character, believe it or not, in the Cheers universe is Frasier, which is interesting because I had him being played by Ludwig von Koopa,
who was
who is conceited and intelligent, and he's kind of a show off. He is, if you'll remember, he's one
you
of the Koopalings.
Brought a Koopa kid into this. I love it.
I brought a Koopa kid into it. I couldn't help it. The regular Mario family is like way too likable.
But I think Pipe Maze. That's Ryan's level. Pipe Maze.
Ryan's
favorite level. I brought a Koopa kid into things. Sorry, it had to be done. But I think if you look at the characters, I think Frasier, I think obviously he was the ideal spinoff on, you know.
Okay.
So I think it was a good thing they had Frasier, the TV show itself, you know.
You know, it's funny. I remember, I don't know, Eric, if you remember this, but me and Eric, we were in the same fifth grade class. When this show ended, the class put on a Cheers like play.
Really?
And holy and shit. I was casted. I was fucking Frasier. They gave me the part of Frasier.
Oh my god, you still Rachel haven't forgotten.
And I still haven't forgot because I was annoyed. I was like, I'm fucking Frasier? That sucks.
I'm not even balding yet. What
you guys
the fuck?
Did a Frasier play?
No. It was a Cheers play. It was the Cheers was ending. It was like the last episode. They let us put on it was like a short class play that they put on. I don't know. It was only like a 20-minute play.
Mike comes in as Frasier. Oh man.
But that's, I thought Frasier, the show, was just as good as this show. I really
I didn't mind Frasier. Yeah,
I thought it was good.
Now, see, what's funny about the show Frasier, now Frasier competed with Seinfeld back in the day.
Seinfeld, yeah.
It was Seinfeld and Frasier going head-to-head, yeah.
I mean, Frasier isn't as good as Seinfeld. No Seinfeld's way. Legendary.
I was a Seinfeld.
I think Frasier was a good show, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's all I got for characters. That's all I could come up with.
All right. Yeah. Good job, Eric. Who's up next here? Shoot the roar. Rory, you want to go? Mike, you want to go?
I can go.
All right.
Yeah. I'll be quick. All right. So I kind of followed the Mega Man 2 universe here because I was the same way. I was like, what the fuck? I actually suggested we do this. And then when I sat down to try and do it, I was like, this is a horrible idea.
Yeah, it was. Thanks a lot.
What was last minute? What? We got the show together last minute. So,
yeah. So I had a tough time with this anyway. So I'm going to start off with Coach. We're going to cast Dr. Light for Coach. I figured Dr. Light, he's always kind of, you know, helping Mega Man out, giving them all the, equipment and shit like that, getting him on his way.
Right.
We got Cliff, and Cliff is Airman. Because I just kind of thought that Cliff is full of fucking hot air or something. I don't fucking know.
Sure so thing, Mike.
He's fucking Airman. After that, we got Norm, and Norm is Woodman.
Right.
Mainly because I don't know, the resemblance is just there. You know,
I can kind of see the Woodman thing, Woodman connection.
He's made of oak, sure.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's made of oak. He's got a leaf shield around him. You know, all makes sense.
Absolutely.
Carla, I have as Heat Man, and I understand Carla's a woman, and Heat Man is a masculine robot. Yeah. But we're just casting Heat Man as you know, he's taking the place of Carla,
right?
Who is a she's a Spitfire. And,
she's an awful little bitch is what she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and she's small, and Heat Man's small, and he rockets across the room, like, you know, like serving drinks. I think Heat Man would actually make a pretty good a waiter, you know, going through table to table.
What's that drink that gets lit on fire? What is that?
Lady Bo.
Bacardi 151.
Flaming Moe. That's right. It's Flaming Moe from Simpsons. Yeah.
And then finishing out, we have Sam. I got Mega Man. Sam is Mega Man. I want Mega Man to play Sam.
All right.
Because
all
Sam is a Mega Man.
All right. All right. That rounds it out. All right, Rory.
All right. So, again, I don't really have any connection to the show, so I did my best based on what I could read from Wikipedia. So, Sam, I'm going to go with Von Kaiser from Punch-Out.
Okay.
He's a fallen star. His better days are behind him.
That's true.
He fancies himself a ladies' man, but he's got only limited success in that. And they're both athletes or ex-athletes.
Okay.
Shelley, I'm going with Natasha from Road Rash.
Oh, you mean okay. Diane?
Diane, played by Shelley.
Played by Shelley Long. Okay.
Oh, did I say okay? Yeah, Diane. Okay, yeah. Played by Shelley Long. Dude, yeah. That's how much I know. That's how much I bother. She plays. They're rich. They're high class. She thinks she's too smart for everyone, but you know what? She works at a fucking bar. She isn't. Okay.
That's true.
She's got a nasty streak, and she's a flake. She actually left the show, and they wrote her out. And I think she goes to California to be a writer, and then she comes
real
back.
Quick, not to interrupt there, but does anybody know the story behind why she left the show?
No, I don't.
She left. I think her and Fraser were supposed to get married. And
really?
She leaves him at the altar. Or something like that. And then Fraser stays and she goes, I think, I don't know why they wrote her out of the show.
Real life, was she more money? Oh, okay.
Because you don't want to be typecast. Like, that happens with other shows. Like, actresses that are.
Dance? Yeah.
There you go. But I mean, like, yeah, they
everybody in
leave.
Seinfeld.
They well, Julie Louis-Dreyfus has done pretty well for herself.
She's the only one. But I still look at her like Elaine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that show Veep is actually really funny. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. It's a good show.
So Natasha, she's got all those characteristics. You know, she's like the rich girl. What is she doing in like a racing combat league? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
She's your buddy, but you know you can also punch her and then she'll hate you forever, and like she'll go after you too. In fact, she'll actually try to hit you.
Right. That's how I like my women. Aggressive.
That's right. Yeah. Aggressive.
I like them to punch
off,
back.
Bitch.
That's right.
That's right.
as long as they, you know, have a headset for your fucking Call of Duty.
That's right.
And I'm disgusting.
All women are welcome to play. As long as they play as a team and they don't jump all the way on the other side of the map.
Somebody help that fucking baby already.
Really? Baby's screaming. The dog's barking. Pass me the blunt. It's like the baby's screaming. Can you not pass the blunt? Can somebody go help the baby?
Somebody help the baby first.
Dude,
priority one. Help the baby.
Are there 15 people in the fucking room with you while you're trying to play Xbox?
Because that's the only room they got.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like when I was playing Madden the one time, and I was actually having a good game, and I heard this guy's wife like bitching at him the whole time, and eventually the guy just goes, dude, I gotta go. My wife's bitching.
And I'm like, he goes
like, it's cool if I quit. I was like, yeah, it's fine, man. Whatever.
Well, dude, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there, man. They cannot let you be happy.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So back to me. Cliff, I'm going to go with, this is going to surprise you, but I'm going to go with Paperboy. Paperboy.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's
They're
good.
Both delivery service experts.
They both have
stories to tell. Although Paperboys usually involve throwing papers.
Yeah.
So it's probably not as good. People tolerate him, but they secretly hate him. I mean, the Paperboy, he's too good. You know, he goes to the obstacle course every week. Fuck that. Every day. You know what? Fuck that guy. And then finally, Norm. I thought really hard about Norm, and I thought, you know what? We need a guy who's a loser. We need a guy who's down on his luck. We need a guy with no steady employment. And it led to substance abuse and, you know, that whole cycle. So I went with Mauser from Mario 2, a guy who is down on his luck, totally out of work, has no steady employment, and he probably has led to substance abuse, too. Mm. I imagine if there are taverns in Mario World, in the Mario universe, he's at one.
You're finding Mauser.
Him in the Triclide.
All right, I get that. Yeah, Mauser. All right.
Oh, fuck the Triclide.
I hate that boss. Boss is annoying.
Tri-Clyde is shit. You know, like, he's annoying. But I think you fight two Mausers, if I remember.
You do. You do. Yeah. They were really pulling for Mauser. That's the funny thing about that. That's why that pick's kind of funny, because it's the truth. Like, it seemed like whoever's making Mario really wanted Mauser to be like a thing, because they put them in. They put him in there twice, and it's he just didn't work out. Mauser didn't work out for the rest of the. Like, why isn't Mauser in any other Mario game? It's a good boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, it's a mouse.
That's weird.
He looks like a bandit.
He was on. Do you remember the terrible cartoon shows from like the 80s? Like, yeah. He was actually on it too, and he had like a Lenny and Squiggy type of voice from like it was the same actor.
Hmm.
And he talked like real high pitched. He was like, "Hey Mario, it's pretty bad."
I remember those shows. I don't really remember that though. But I do remember those shows.
Charlie, great theme song.
How's that one go? Oh,
come here. Our way, yes, our way, making our dreams come true for me and you. Bum, 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 bum. That's the end of it.
I always get that theme song confused with Perfect Strangers. It's kind of similar.
Mm.
Perfect Strangers starts out like,
stand in time on the wings of my dreams.
But the beginning's weird. The beginning's like,
like a harmonica.
This
show sucks.
This show's amazing. What are you talking about?
It's the best show we've ever done.
I fucking love Perfect Strangers. I love it.
Wait, so we get to battle.
Now we do the Dance of Joy.
This is basically a Skype call. Is all this is. It's a conference call.
That's all it is.
I got more. I got another. I got breaking news.
Oh, shit.
Get it. Oh, Mike, breaking news. Here we go.
I actually met Bronson Pinchot, or Pinchot, whatever that fuck his name is.
Who the fuck is Bronson Pinchot?
What happened? Tell us.
I was working on a film set as a PA.
Yeah.
And this was like right after college on a really awful film, and it was called Cluster.
Oh, it was after college.
College, yeah.
Please,
anyway,
real quick, who the fuck is Bronson Pinchot?
Balky.
Balky. Is that his name in real life?
Yeah, from Meatballs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I expected it to be a little more exotic, being from Meatballs and all.
Meatballs, yeah.
Greece. Totally not Albania, Greece. Sure.
No. Okay.
So I worked on I was like a PA on this shoot, and I worked there for like a week. Anyway, they were doing a scene in a classroom, and I'm sitting like there was a break, and they were setting up like cameras and stuff and lights and stuff like that. And there was a break, and I'm sitting in a desk, right? And Balky was the teacher. Wrong. So Balky comes in, right? He's all like, he's got a tie on and everything like that. And he sits at the desk at the top, and he just goes, "Hey, man, what's going on?" I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" He's like, not much. And like, we're talking back and forth about food because he was hungry and craft services didn't bring any food yet. He's like, "Yeah, I'm really sorry to be like kind of like a jerk right now, but like my blood pressure gets low and I really need to kind of like eat." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, it's fine, whatever." And I didn't even know he was being a jerk. I was just sitting there. And in the middle of all this, I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm talking about.
and in his head, he's going, "Why doesn't this fucking twerp get me some food? I told him I was hungry."
It was so weird. I just kept thinking, like, and now, like, man, he really hit rock bottom too. Because honestly, this film was awful. Yeah. I'll have to like look it up, because I think they changed the name. It was called Cluster. I'm gonna look it up. But anyway, go ahead. Whoever was next.
Wow. All right, well, I'm up next.
Were you done, Rory?
Yeah, I'm done. I only did four. I don't know enough of the characters to do, like, Frasier. I don't know.
All right, so I'm up now. All right, so my cheer's cast, right? All right, there we go. All right, so I started off with Sam. I started off with Sam. He's the main bartender. Like, he's like the guy. So I chose Barbin from Streets of Rage 2. He's the first boss in Streets of Rage 2. The guy working behind the bar. You fight outside in the rain. Now, his name's
a good pick, Ryan.
Yeah, his name's Barbin. I always, in my head, I always call him Barbon.
Barbon.
Barbon? I do also. Is that what it really is? Yeah, I don't know either. But
I think it's a play on bourbon and bar. Okay.
All right. So.
Barbin.
Well, I'm going to go Bourbon. Yeah,
he's also from Meepos.
Is he from Meepos also, right?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Katsopoulos.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan. The movie is called Hooking Up, and he plays Mr. Kimball.
All right. Mr. Kimball.
There you go.
John Kimball. There we go. John Kimball.
Calling Mr. Herman. Calling Mr. Herman.
All right, so Coach. Coach is Lenny Dykstra. Now, I know what you're thinking. Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah.
He's not a video game character. But he is.
And it is.
Because he is, because there's baseball games that Lenny Dykstra in the game. And so Lenny Dykstra is Coach working behind the bar. Coach, by the way, if you've never really seen the show, he was Sam's pitching coach. Sam was a baseball player for the Boston Red Sox in the show. You know what I mean? Like before the show, before he was working at a bar. Coach was his pitching coach. So anyway, that's Lenny Dykstra. Even though Lenny Dykstra never pitched, whatever, he's a baseball player. He's working behind the bar. He's Coach. He'll only be in like the first few seasons. Woody is Crash Bandicoot. Woody kind of gives me that vibe, you know, a vibe of like Crash Bandicooty. You know what I mean? Woody's a great character. Woody's hysterical. It's one of my favorite characters in the show. All right, and then we have Norm. Norm is he's Splinter because everyone loves Splinter, right? And Splinter's consistent.
Of course they do.
He's a consistent.
Hold on, time out.
Why you don't like Splinter?
I love Splinter.
Why not?
No, I like. What do you mean? Everybody likes Splinter. Does everybody? Is that a thing? Does everybody like Splinter?
Everyone likes Splinter. Like I've never heard anyone say, "I hate that fucking rat." Like. Ever.
I don't really care.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry. Wait. I'm so sorry.
You thought Shredder?
I thought Shredder. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Rory, you don't care for Splinter?
You don't care for Splinter.
I don't care for a rat.
There's nothing you like.
Because he's
like
the nothing. One.
Because he's the leader of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's a band of heroes you love.
He's not even a reptile, Eric. Think about that.
Oh, my God. Okay, that makes total sense.
I mean, he's rat. He's cool. Well, no, rats aren't cool, but he's cool if he was Norm. Like, every time, if Splinter walked into the bar, I can see them going, like, Splinter! Like, I can see that. But picture that, but Splinter. You know, and he'd have a lot of, like, interesting things to say, you know?
They would shorten his name. They'd call him Splints.
Splints.
No, they would call him Norm because we're recasting Cheers.
They can call him whatever I want. I've changed the name.
Oh, yeah,
his name's now Splinter.
Right, they would call him Norm.
Norm.
It's a fucking show.
Yeah, but I think that's so cool, though. Like, if I was in a bar and I saw a rat walk in, like a big fucking rat, but he was, like, on his hind legs, and everyone called him Norm, I'd be like, that's fucking awesome. And if he, like, had his own seat... I'd be like, it's fucking cool. And then I would talk to the rat. And he'd be like, yeah, you know, he'd always talk about his bad day and everything, you know, living in, well, it was in Boston, right? It was Cheers, the bar.
Yes.
Yeah, it was in Boston. Anyway, Frasier, he's a weird character because he tries to act like he's calm, cool, and collective, the therapist thing and all that, all that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually have him casted. The person who's going to be Frasier is the Berserker from Gears of War.
Okay.
Because Frasier, whenever Frasier walks in, all hell breaks loose. Like, he never walks in calm and has a fucking beer. He always busts through the fucking door and starts bitching about something. And he's very, like, loud and vocal. Yeah, so he's the Berserker. Yeah. It's like a Berserker. Okay. He's an absolute interruption when Frasier walks in Cheers.
That's true. Okay. Now I'm getting it.
Like, he is, like, the wild card. Yeah,
and that's his character. Yep. His character is, like, as a therapist, but he's the most fucked up and insane person in the fucking bar. Like, he's the most unstable. Like, he walked in with a gun one time and pointed at a fucking Sam for banging Diane.
Ah.
Yeah, and he's fucking crazy.
I don't remember that.
Frasier's fucking nuts.
He's definitely nuts.
Yeah, so anyway, Diane. Diane's Lara Croft.
Okay.
From Tomb Raider. Yeah, I think she fits.
I know who Lara that is, yeah.
Yeah, right. Eric, you know, right? So I started playing Tomb Raider.
I know who Lara Croft is. I think we all do.
Yeah, so we all know who she is. Uh-huh. Now, Cliff. Right? Cliff,
no, hold on. No. Why is she Lara Croft from Tomb Raider? Because she's one of the few female characters?
No.
Like, well, she doesn't have
Ryan was playing Tomb Raider last week.
Well, I've been playing Tomb Raider lately, and she's the hottest one in the show. So she's Lara Croft.
What'd you think of the Tomb Raider? Obviously not a lot. You didn't play too much?
Well, no, I'm still playing it, but I actually have not played it since our last show. Last week. So I can't really say much on it. But, like, I want to get started on it again this week. Because, you know.
Yeah, you'll never finish it.
I got another week of a lot of time on my hands. I'm still laid up from work.
That's right.
So what's the fucking rush, you know?
Fucking right.
But I'll get back to it. It's pretty intense.
Action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. Now, let's get to Cliff. He's like a two for one, right?
Okay.
So he is a
Battletoads.
No, he's not a Battletoads. He's a mailman. So Cliff is Carl Malone. Carl Malone was the mailman.
Carl Malone, that was his nickname. Basketball player. Okay.
Right. His nickname was the mailman. He was the mailman, Carl Malone.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But you can't be Carl Malone without having John Stockton right next to you. So Cliff is also, he's Carl Malone and John Stockton. He's a 2-for-1. So he comes in as both guys. Sits at the bar. Yeah, he's both Carl Malone, John Stockton. Now we have Carla, right? Carla, she's short. She's always running around doing stuff. She's Toadstool. I thought she'd make a good Toadstool. Or Toadstool will make a good Carla.
That's correct.
I disagree completely, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You think Toad's an asshole because Carla's an asshole.
Yeah, I think Toad is. Toad is not a nice person. He's a mushroom, a fungus, whatever he is. He's not.
He's awesome.
No, he's not nice though. He's very.
Yes, he is.
No, Toad is
nice to me.
He's not. Toad's into himself. He's not. He's not a nice person. He's a piece of shit, actually.
Toad
rides the coattails of everybody else. No, like I never liked Toad. Actually, if you were gonna put all those Mario characters in line, I'd go Toad. Just kill him.
Why?
Why is right?
I actually can't stand Toad. Like, I don't know why people Toad. You. I hate Toad.
I don't know.
Actually hate Toad.
Oh, okay. Well, I hate you now.
Yeah. I hate Toad.
That's bullshit. I'm disgusting.
I fucking hate Toad.
I want a soundboard.
I can't stand Toad.
I want a fucking soundboard. Fuck.
I fucking, like, literally, there's something in me. I fucking hate Toad. Like, I can't stand
him.
Like, when I play Mario 2.
Can we change subject, Ryan?
When I play Mario 2, I don't even want to be Toad at all. Like, I'd rather
He's great. He's great in the desert levels. Gotta be Toad in the desert levels.
Toad, that hat? That jaunty little hat he wears? Are you kidding me?
I think he's such like a fucking conniving little fuck. I can't stand Toad.
How is he conniving?
He's just a piece of shit. Like, he's lazy. He's fucking lazy.
He's got his own shop all over the Mario world. Yeah. Of strange and wonderful things. He ain't lazy. He's got an enterprise.
That's right. He's rolling in it. He's rolling in mushroom bitches, and you're not. You're just jealous. You're a hater.
I don't get the whole Toad love.
He's never given me a reason to hate him. You can't even come up with something legitimate for why you hate him. Because
I hate
that everyone loves him.
I think Toad would
Luigi's
stab
a pain in the ass.
He would stab you in the back. No, Luigi's loyal. He wouldn't stab you in the back.
Is he a mushroom?
Yeah, he's a fungus.
I know he's dressed as a mushroom. Or he is a mushroom.
Yeah, I thought he was just dressed as a mushroom. I thought he was a guy. I thought he was a real guy.
I don't know.
Like a munchkin. Oh, you remember back in last episode when we were talking about the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
And I said there was no sewers in Kansas. Remember I said that?
I think so.
All right, so
you meant Oz.
You know what was weird? Yeah, Oz. Right.
Did the state call us?
But I actually thought.
Do we get more hate mail from Kansas?
No, I thought about it. And I remembered. Uh-huh. A big scene that it like popped in my brain after the show. I was like, oh fuck, I remember the one munchkin crawling out of the sewer. Remember that? That was the one I hated the most in the at the Munchkin Kingdom.
Munchkin the most?
You know what they did?
The one that crawled out of the sewer?
Remember the one crawled out of the fucking sewer and he started doing the lollipop guild? And as a kid,
no, I don't remember
that's
that.
The one I hated. The one that crawled out of the fucking sewer. Yeah, there was one that like crawled out of a manhole. I take that back. There was sewers.
So much hate.
There was sewers in Oz.
Why?
You got a problem with little people, Ryan?
No.
Is that what you're saying? No, you do. You're right. You're
just the ones that crawl the sewers and start singing fucking Lollipop Guild. I hate that. All right, let's end this fucking segment. I hope everyone liked it. We just recasted Cheers. Cheers will be a better show for it. So check it out whenever you get a chance. It's on Netflix. But who knows when it might end? Police Academy's ending, so watch out while you can also. Oh, it's so sad to hear this. Reminds me of doing homework when I was like 10. After eating dinner. Let's get the Battletoads. The theme song for Battletoads, put out in 1991. It was developed by Rare, published by Trade West. And it was also ported to the Sega Genesis, the Game Gear, and the Game Boy in 1993. composed by David Wise, one of my favorite composers.
Is that Donkey Kong Country, David Wise?
Yes, yeah.
Off the top of your head, yeah.
He did Battletoads, yeah, Double Dragon, great soundtrack.
He did a lot.
I feel like this game is beloved, but yet one of the most difficult games ever. I don't know why it's beloved. It's a nostalgia thing, obviously, because people that grew up with it, nobody could beat this fucking game back then. If you didn't have Game Genie, you weren't beating this fucking game.
No. There was so much hype. There was so much hype for this game. My brother and I were so excited for this. They advertised this all over the place.
Yes.
And it broke our little fucking hearts when it came out because it was so ridiculously hard. It's probably the biggest flop ever. Probably from video games on account of how much hype there was for it.
Do you think it's a flop?
There was so much hype. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a gigantic flop.
It was made directly to compete against the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And it failed miserably because it's 5,000 times harder than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You mean the arcade game, right? Not the original.
It was made to compete like just in general marketing against the Turtles.
As a brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they fucked it up with the very first game.
Yeah.
I hate this game. This game is terrible. It's terrible. It suckers you in with a beat 'em up level in the first stage in its own purpose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And almost 90% of the game after that is not a beat 'em up. This game is either racing or it's mazes.
It's a game of memorization.
Yes.
It's almost all gimmicks too. Right. There's so many vehicle levels, like the wall hanging thing. It's like a sticker. You're being chased by like glowing orbs or gears that crush you.
Yeah.
The fucking speeder bikes on the third level. The freaking snake. Rocket ship.
Yeah.
The snake level.
The surfboards.
That's the level that normally. That's the level I got to when I was playing it the last week. I got to the surfboard level, and eventually I was just like, I can't.
Third level. Hold on.
You know what's funny, Rory? I ended up on a warp zone on the third level accidentally. I didn't even know there was warp zones in this game.
Yeah, there's a couple. Oh.
So it warped me to the fifth level, which was the surfing level. And that's when, because I'll tell you what, when I was playing it, I was like, I am fucking beating this turbo tunnel. I'm fucking going to do it. I don't care if I put on infinite lies. And I'm fucking doing it. And it took, I'll tell you what, I must have died 200 times.
Did you do save states?
No.
No, he was using infinite lives.
I was using infinite lives.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so you beat that, what do they call that? The pod racer level. It looks like a jet ski, but it hovers, whatever that level is. It's like the third level.
I ended up in a warp zone.
Yeah, turbo tunnel.
Oh, so you skipped all that.
It's towards the end. The warp zone is towards the end of the turbo tunnel. Like I must have done, cause there's like four or five, that turbo tunnel is long as shit.
It's so long. It's so
very long.
There's like four or five sections of that fucking thing.
Yeah. I think I was three lives.
Oh, I didn't beat it with three lives.
That's what I mean. We didn't have cheats back then. So how the fuck were you supposed to do that?
You know what it was? This just seemed like a game where if you had it, you played it every once in a while, and it was just like, well, that's as far as I got this day. I guess I'll go back and try. I can't imagine, like, this game doesn't have any continues. Like, as a kid, I can't imagine trying to play through this fucking game. And it's weird, like, that ice level, I don't know how you can get through that. Like when you're trying to, you're supposed to platform. There's ridiculous parts where you go through it's not as bad as like Wizard of Oz. We talked about that last week, but there are sections where you go through the platform because of it's laid out like a beat 'em up. So it's kind of like tilted in a way.
Yeah.
So the platforming is bizarre. The weird thing, the thing with this game though, is like, it could be really, really good if they just made certain, like, because it looks great. It's one of the best looking games on the NES. Like that opening, it was funny when I was playing it reminded me of of like an indie game that would have been released today, like the way that that spaceship comes in, yeah, and the coloring and everything, yeah, like that. It looks awesome. And then Rory's absolutely right. Like, you play that first level and you're like, this is awesome. You're beating up guys. It's fair.
Totally confident. Yeah,
the big fist comes in. The first boss is really cool. They switch perspective and you're doing something different and you're trying to, you know, bust a glass or whatever it is. And then you get to the second level. And honestly, I know the second level isn't that bad, like in terms of difficulty after you do it a while, but after the difficulty level, the difficulty level goes from like a 1 to like a 6. And then you get to the turbo tunnel and it's at like a fucking 25. And the turbo tunnel is not even the hardest part of the game.
No.
It gets harder after that.
Yeah. I would say this game is like a borderline human rights violation on account of how cruel it is, because Mike's right. This game could have been legendary. I had a lot of great ideas. It looked great, but it was just executed in the most dog shit of ways. It's such a shame. Such a missed opportunity.
Even I put this up there with like Simon's Quest.
Yeah.
Like if Simon's Quest was done right, it could have been one of the better games on the system. And same thing with this one. If it was done right, it could have been really, really good.
Yeah, aside from the level design, they have stupid shit, kind of like those moon men that steal your fucking energy bars.
Yeah, what is that? Like, seriously.
What in the fuck? Why would you even put that in? As hard as the game is. Yeah, the turbo tunnel, I got as far as I could, and I tried to replay it a bunch of times. And I actually think I could not beat it because of the latency in the controller. That slight delay kept me from beating the turbo tunnel. I got as far, you know, the one warp in the turbo tunnel right before the one panel. If you hit that starry looking thing, I couldn't get more than like 3 blocks past that. And what sucks is there's only like 2 more walls to go around. But by that point, everything's moving so fast and the latency in the controller, that's as far as I could do it, man. I must have tried it. Honestly, over 50 fucking times. Over 50 times. Yeah. I'm just like,
That latency, reflexes required for it are insane.
Yeah. You have to be absolutely like pitch perfect when you play that. It's like fighting Tyson.
Yeah.
Like you have to be absolutely spot on. If you are late in any way, you're hitting something, you're fucked. You're not getting through it.
Yeah.
And you only have 3 lives and 3 continues.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, like if you're playing cartridge or when you were young, you only have that amount, you know, it's finite. So I don't know. I don't know how anybody could have gotten through that. That is impressive if you did that as a child.
In
what they gave you.
Yeah. So if you did hit that warp, okay, you thought, oh, I get to advance 2 levels, and they put you on some fucking little wakeboard, and it's pretty much the same fucking thing. So that's definitely a joke that they did. It's like, oh, you're not out of the woods, asshole. Like, you might have warped, but we're still putting you in the same exact situation, but now you're just going to have to avoid logs and shit like that. You know what I mean?
And the the frustrating thing about that is those logs aren't like if you hit something in the turbo tunnel, it's an insta kill. You got to do it all over again. Those logs, for whatever reason, like only take half your life away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, assholes, just kill me now.
Right.
Don't make me do this.
Right.
You know I'm going to hit another log. Because we all know I'm going to hit another log.
Right. And the thing is, too, one of the rough things about this game is when you do get hit, you're like stunned. You can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're trying to fall down, when you're going down that that cavern,
when you get electrocuted,
whatever it is,
the shaft.
Yeah, and a raven runs into you. You freak out for a second, and you can't move anywhere. The same thing goes if you hit one of those logs. You're stuck.
Yeah,
and you're trying to get over to the next log, and you can't. It's impossible. Once you get hit, it's basically an insta kill. Like, you can't get over to the second fucking log.
It's just amazing to me the legacy that this game kind of built off of pretty much 3 fucking levels. I mean, you had the first level, the first, you know, beat 'em up stage, and then you have the hole.
Right.
And then you have the turbo tunnel. I mean, growing up, that's as far as we fucking got. But yeah, hours and hours of fun playing this game, and that's the odd thing. Like, we never really saw any of the fucking game. But the game was pretty much 3 levels to us, and that was it.
For shits and giggles, I wanted to try like some other levels. So I went back, I tried the ice level. That's bullshit. But I tried the snake pit level.
Oh my God, Mike, I can't fucking do that. I can't do it.
Oh, And then at one point, I watched somebody actually do it. You're supposed to jump over. I don't know how it's supposed to be done. And again, on 3 lives, I don't know how that's supposed to be done.
I think a lot of people do that. If you watch videos on YouTube, like gameplays, they're absolutely doing tool-assisted fucking speed runs. I mean, there's they don't make a mistake. But I did do the same thing you did. I jumped ahead to different levels. Mike, I couldn't beat one level at all past the turbo tunnel. I couldn't complete one fucking level.
Yeah, I feel like
I've only done the turbo tunnel once, and it was with Rewind on the rare replay. Like, I've never actually beaten the turbo tunnel legitimately, even with save states. No. I can't do it.
I can get to the warp. That's it. Can't get past it.
Right, me too. I can get to. I was able to get to the warp on infinite lives.
Yeah.
Impossible with three lives. Although Tim from the Super Podcast Brothers claims to have beaten the game without cheating.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that is something.
If that's true, that is unbelievably impressive.
We'd have to see a Twitch stream of that, I think. I don't know. It's a little challenge, yeah. Tim, if you listen to our show. All right. Let's say you just advance and let's say you don't do the warp. OK, you just cheat your ass off because I can't beat the fucking turbo tunnel. So I went right to the ice level, which is after the turbo tunnel. I can't fucking beat that. I can't beat that.
Nope.
The timing that it takes to do that.
Nope.
It's unbelievable. You have to memorize the entire level. Because everything, it's like a fluid dance. The entire fucking stage. Everything has to be memorized. Yep. And everything has to be done perfectly. With the ice blocks that float back and forth. And you have to kick them in the right spots. I can't beat that one at all.
I feel like the only levels where memorization isn't necessary is like the first and maybe the second.
Yeah.
You still have to memorize a little bit of stuff in the second one, like where those electrical things go through.
You can get by. You can hack your way through that.
Yeah. But after those two levels, you better get ready to do it over and over and over again. Yeah. They just like – it just seemed like when they were making this game, they just said like, how can we make this as difficult as possible?
Yeah.
You know, because like it's not – is it unplayable? Like technically, no, it's not. It's not unplayable. Like but it's – fuck, man. It is so – it must – it's like it's not a broken game. So it's like you play it, but it's fucking – it's got to be the most difficult game on the system that's not broken.
No, I hear you.
It is. It's –
The snake level is unbelievably fucking difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to memorize that entire... And there's, like, four... How many rooms are there? Four or five?
At least four.
It's ridiculous.
What? Oh, my God. I jumped onto the second snake. It took me 1,000 fucking tries just to get on the second snake, and I fell off it right away. Right. I was like, fuck this. And you're telling me there were four whole rooms full of snakes?
There's four or five rooms. That.
There's end. They end up with spikes. There's like insta-kill spikes that you then have to like jump on certain areas of the snake and wait until the head comes through and then jump on the head and jump over the spikes. It's fucking nuts.
What's with the mouse level? Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Have you ever seen the mice racing levels?
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? I got to the bottom. I finally beat him after 50 tries. I get to the bottom and I land on like an alarm clock and I still lost.
You kick the alarm clock up and then, you kick it.
You have to kick it?
You have to kick it.
Fuck me.
So like there's actually three races with the rats, and like the later ones, you literally have to, it's like the Quickman levels. You have to just keep falling correctly in between the gaps.
Yes.
Because if you ever hit the ground, you'll lose. That rat goes so quick. And it's... I mean, I don't know how you can play this game. I mean, this game to me as a child was only up to three levels. Like, we never got past it. We had no idea. I had to, you know, be told secondhand. And then later with the cheats and stuff like that, like Genji, you could skip and start on different levels and see them. I have never beaten a level beyond the second level in this game. It only reminds you that, like, when you play with second player, this game is even harder.
It's even harder, yeah.
I actually think it is broken at that point. Like, you can't, it's because of the turbo tunnel.
Well, just the fucking chasm going down, you will bell your brother.
Oh, it's
like,
two
kill. Like it's,
oh, that's
it's
right. This terrible. This has friendly fire.
Yeah, with two player going down there.
It doesn't even tell you the game's two players. Like, there's no like start screen where it says one or two players like Contra. Dude. You have to hit start during the artwork where the buzzard plane is dropping you off.
Yeah. Huh.
And second player has to hit start at that point on the map to make the little like yellow orange dot to be the second player. Like it's beyond like cryptic and like I don't get what they're going for. Like this game has to be a joke. Like it has
feels
to be
like
a joke.
It.
Go
no, it, think is it a was,
joke.
Man.
Whether they meant it to be a joke or not, it's an absolute joke. And they stole money from a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't think they meant it. I think they wanted to make something really good and they fucked it up.
Going down that hole with two players, literally caused like fights among brothers. It's both like, stay on your fucking side. And then like you both turn into wrecking balls. And then if one of you hits the other guy, dude, it's literally like a fight like machine with your brothers, like playing that with two player. It's impossible with two people. I mean, you, like, especially when on small platforms and shit like that, there's no fucking way.
Now, there's a lot of cheap shit in that level too. All the, that fucking bird that cuts your line.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, there's just so many things where you now, get so happy. You're like, oh, I fucking did that. Great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then this bird comes out and you're like, no, you right. fucking but
you can, you can get one-ups. If you hit one of the birds and you can keep kicking them, you can earn one-ups that way, so you can kind of like ramp up your lives before you go to the turbo tunnel. Which is
Nice. You can farm for the one-ups. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the frogs, or not the frogs, the flies. I can never catch those goddamn flies to get more life. Yeah. I always miss.
Yeah, I get one maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about the paws. Which is so fucking odd. Like, why would they do that?
I want
that?
You to play that at my wake. Can somebody remember that?
The entire time.
I'll try.
Well, I don't understand this game. Like, I really, like, it's more than, like, an anomaly. It's like, it has to be a joke. Like, there's no way that you couldn't have programmed this a game and been like, kids are going to love this. Like, I don't understand that. Like, they what's did. The joke here?
Well, they did a lot is of things like, right.
Oh, like, I don't agree that
they did a lot of things right for people, like to feed kids' eyes. Like they did things like animations, the big boot and stuff like that. They did the big fist. Like the music was catchy. They did a lot of things in the first couple levels to like go, holy shit, this is fun. Yeah, but
and, good and is juggle people. Like the bosses are actually all about just juggling them up in the air.
Right.
Like where they never touch the ground. You hit them 20 times. Like there's only like four bosses in the game. There's the big fat rat. There's the praying mantis with the machine gun, who I've never even seen. I've never even seen the rat. He's the surfing level boss.
Right. There's he's even more like a mini boss.
I got to him.
Yeah, there's a giant bowl, and then there's the Dark Queen.
Right.
I don't think there's another boss beyond that. I might be wrong.
And there's like the beginning, that beginning boss.
Oh, like that. Throw the bombs at him or the ammo for some reason. You can throw bullets at people and kill them.
Right. Here's something to destroy me with. Go for it. Mm. The turbo tunnel like lulls you into a false sense of security at the beginning because it starts off and it's not too bad. Like the obstacles like blink and you see them coming. You're like, oh, okay. And you start moving around and then all, you know, you get to like the second area and it just all goes to fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is easy. This is all right.
But after, right. after what are people talking about? This ain't too bad.
Our buddy Chris. Chris was on. What episode was Chris on of Emulate This? He was on a couple years ago.
The Zelda episode?
Yeah, it might have been Zelda. He said he beat it. He beat this game without using cheats.
What, Battlefield?
I'd like to see that.
You sure that wasn't Tim?
Tim said it from Super Podcast Brothers, but Chris also said it. I'm pretty fucking sure. Huh. I mean, he didn't say it on the show. He said it like off air. Like, I think I brought it up to him one day at a bar. He's like, no, I beat that. He's pretty confident. I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I was like, I don't think so. He's like,
I think you're lying.
Yeah.
This is a game where you would just play it because you rented it. I never owned this game, but I played it because, you know, we would rent the game. And we only saw the first three levels, and it caused a lot of arguments in two-player mode. So it was one of those games that just has stuck with me as, like, this is what Nintendo was back then. This is what it was. This was NES hard shit.
You know what's funny? This game is nostalgic. I don't think I owned it either. I think either a friend had it or maybe we rented it. I don't remember. But this game is nostalgic. But honestly, I never go back to this title ever. Yeah, there's just too much. Yeah. Like, you start to play it, and again, first level's great, and then you get to that second level, and you're like, oh, this game is so bad. I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
However, Ryan, you did put this game, I don't know if it was your number one or number two pick in your top five or top 10 NES games of all time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
When?
You did, you sick fuck.
No, I didn't. When?
Yes.
When was that?
Yeah.
Go find that show. It's like top NES games that we did. It was like, I don't know if you had like
I put Battletoads in there?
Yes. And all of us were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you know what? Terrible. It is a very influential game.
Oh my God! Stop.
Because
you couldn't even say that.
What it did? What it did? It set the market for difficulty. Right. So this game is so important. So what this game did, and this is what I was looking at when I made this list. It, like, graphically amazing, pretty good music. And it set a bar for difficulty, and it kind of like went, all right, this is what we shouldn't do. It's important. If it wasn't for Battletoads.
That's exactly what it was. It was exactly here's what not to make your gameplay like.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's one of the top five NES games of all time. If this game. What is that?
what was that?
Did somebody just jump on a highway?
I don't know. Somebody outside on the road?
I don't know. Didn't come in
either
here.
Either way. So what's funny to me is Echo the Dolphin is very similar to this in its difficulty. And that's beloved by Rory. Like, I don't know how you would get past the third level without cheating in that game either. Or maybe I just didn't have the patience because I hated it so much. But it's a very similarly laid out game difficulty-wise to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I can't understand why. That's another reason I can't understand the love for Echo the Dolphin. Well, it plays the same way.
That's kind of like apples and oranges, though. I mean, like, Echo the Dolphin is just, that's like, to me, Echo the Dolphin sucks because it's like Simon's Quest. Like, I just always feel like I don't know what to do in Echo the Dolphin. And then because I don't know what to do, it gets hard and you're fucking like going around and just doing a bunch of nonsense, and then you get frustrated. Yeah. This game, it's just like a punch in the face when you fucking first start. Like, everything's like wrong. At least Echo, like, it controls right. Like, this game doesn't control right.
Yeah.
It had a great theme. It was hyped up. You know, we were like, all right, we love the turtles. Why wouldn't we love the toads? And then they fucked us with this, and nobody trusted the brand ever again. And nobody would buy anything.
Yeah. You guys want to get the hell out of here? It's getting late.
Hey, we didn't rate the game.
Oh, we didn't. Oh, let's rate this shit. I would give this
Battletoads for Battletoads?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I would give this game, I'd give it 1.5 Battletoads.
Oh my God. 1.5 Battletoads is a 50%. That's a 5 out of 10. Wait, really? What? A 5? I give it a half of a Battletoad.
No, there's 3 Battletoads.
Right. So 1.5 Battletoads out of 3 is a 5 out of 10.
10 times 10 is 10,000.
Fuck me. I know. Look, I'm no math professor. That's for fucking sure. But 1.5 Battletoads out of 3 is a 50%. I'm disgusting. Gave it a 5. Let's just go back to Dr.
Mario.
The Battletoads thing is fucked up.
Dr. Mario was hard as shit. I mean, I suck at Dr. Mario. Is it shittier than Dr. Mario?
That's where we're going into it, Eric.
I would like to address the way I pronounce Mario. Remember Dr. Mario? Some of our listeners think I'm a dullard. Remember Dr. Mario? My father has a friend named Mario. Yeah. And he calls him Mario. Right. From the neighborhood. Mario from the neighborhood. Sure. Not Mario. You think I'm a dullard? I couldn't change if I wanted to. I believe it's my Philadelphia accent.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Dr. Mario? Some of our listeners think I'm a dullard. I couldn't change if I wanted to.
Oh, there it is, man. From years gone by. That was an old song there.
Okay, so I give it 1. I give it 1 out of 10. It's a 1 out of 10.
A 1 out of 10. All right.
It's a 1 out of 10.
Mike, how about you?
If we're doing out of 10, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's
all right.
A lot.
All right. 4 out of 10. All right, Rory, how about you?
Oh, it's a 1 out of 10. It doesn't even get a battle to it. It doesn't get to a 33%. It's shit. This game is terrible. Mm-hmm. It only reminds me that video games are shit sometimes. Like, there's no redeeming qualities for this game.
Gentlemen, none. Thanks for having me. Doing great.
I'll give it a 3. I'll give it a 3.
A 3.
Yeah.
A 3 is on your top 10 games of all time. It's a 3.
Well, this is a different rating. It's a totally different rating here. Because, like, the top 5 or top 10 or whatever, that was influential.
Things have changed.
Yeah, things are going to change. Yeah.
Things have changed.
These fucking smoothies have changed your fucking brain, right?
Shut the fuck up. Alright.
No, fuck you, ninja.
Alright. You guys ready to get the fuck out of here? It's getting late.
Yeah, man.
Well, you can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net, or you can email us, emulatethispodcast@gmail.com. And also, send us some questions for the crew. Right? You guys want some of those questions for the crew?
Yes, sir. Sure.
And they can be any questions you want about life, right? About science, about space, about video games, about music, whatever you want to ask us, about podcasting, about the equipment. So send us those questions and we'll answer them on the air. And if you don't have a nickname yet, we'll give you a nickname. All right. See you.